Social justice advocates have renewed calls for New Jersey to form civilian review boards with subpoena power. It comes in the wake of protests over the shooting death of Patterson activist Najee Seabrooks, who was killed by police during an apparent mental health crisis. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports.
State lawmakers have introduced a bill that allows cities to create civilian review boards with subpoena power, though efforts to enact the measure have stalled since 2020. Assemblyman Benji Wimberly, a Democrat from Patterson, says many state lawmakers don't have the appetite to touch the proposal, suggesting that some lawmakers think it would hurt their chances for re-election.
I know at one point we were going to post it, and unofficially we didn't have enough votes for it. So that means that not only did we not have enough votes to go across the aisle, we didn't have enough on our side of the aisle to get it done.
Alexander Shalom, senior supervising attorney for the ACLU New Jersey, argues that fully functioning civilian review boards must have four things.
Subpoena power, proper funding, the ability to impose meaningful discipline, due process protections for police officers.
But Shalom notes there aren't currently any civilian review boards in the U.S. that fit those criteria. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.